You've probably been to a movie theater and know what it's like maybe when it's a popular feature maybe that has just come out. And on this particular day, the theater was full and they had gone through all the previews and then just gotten through some of the announcements that they make. And the man starts walking down the aisle, excusing himself, you know, across all these people to get to the end. And someone mentioned to him, well, why didn't you do this earlier? And he said, well, they just said on the announcements to turn off your cell phone. And mine's in the car. And I share with you that story to ask the question, from whom or from what are you guided or led? How are you directed in your life? Whose instructions do you follow? We read in Luke's Gospel how Jesus had been anointed in the River Jordan. And immediately following that, he retreats. That becomes a common practice for Jesus throughout his life and through his ministry. To retreat is a time for preparation for what lies ahead. And this time he goes into the wilderness. And with that also is some symbolism. It is believed that Jesus goes into what's known as the Central Plateau of Israel, an area that was so desolate, it was known as the Devastation. And he goes there again for 40 days. Again, symbolism. But at the time of his baptism, we are told that Jesus is full of the Holy Spirit. Then as he goes to the wilderness, he's led by that Spirit. For the Spirit then, the presence of God, is the sole and only source for Jesus to follow. In our scriptures, we can read about many different wilderness experiences. Jesus's as well. But there are themes throughout them about how trust is placed in God, that God will provide. And there, during this experience, one is to be shaped, one is to be prepared. So you can read about Abraham going into the desert, and Moses spending time not only amongst the people, but by himself. David goes to the wilderness in preparation for his assuming the throne of Israel. And then we have Jesus, led by the Spirit. And so there's a study of contrast that is taking place. First, you look at the people of the Exodus. They had just been freed from slavery in Egypt. Generations of slavery. They had witnessed the acts of God that had secured their departure and their freedom. And they go into the wilderness. And they are there for 40 years. The children of Israel are led through the wilderness. But yet they are disobedient. They are faithless. They are fearful. They are a people who complain and argue and question. Not long after they had fled Egypt, had miraculously crossed the Red Sea, they go to Moses and they say to him, "Why did you bring us here to die?" And they begin to talk about how wonderful it had been back in Egypt during their period of slavery. They are given manna in the wilderness in order to be fed. But soon after, it was not enough for them. And they say to Moses, "Give us meat. Give us meat." When Moses goes and encounters God, While he is away, the people create idols. So there is in periods of unbelief, a lack of trust and lack of faith amongst the people of Israel. There is a man in Scotland who had struggled for many years with his belief in God and kind of came to the conclusion that there was no God. One day he was on his boat in the Loch Ness, and all of a sudden he's attacked by the lake's monster. There's a great deal of thrashing around. His boat is about to be swamped and overturned, and he yells out, "God help me." A voice says, "You don't believe in me and you're asking for my help?" The man replies by saying, 10 seconds ago, I didn't believe in the Loch Ness monster either." So amongst the people of Israel, there's a situational belief. And you have these wonderful questions that Moses raises to God, saying, "Why me? Why me? What have I done to deserve this? To be a leader of these people?" But the people are to be humbled. And the lesson is to depend upon God for all direction. For God provides the path. Moses says to the people, "Understand that one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. That is by whom you are led. You are guided and directed." And so we have the wilderness experience of the children of Israel, and contrast that with that of Jesus. So as we read in our story, Jesus is led. But the questions at the beginning of Jesus' ministry may be, who is Jesus to be? What is his ministry to look like? How will he fulfill the role of Messiah? For the people had their expectations. At the River Jordan, the voice from the heavens says, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." Jesus goes into the wilderness and is immediately confronted by the challenges that face him, and then later by the accusations. "Command this stone, worship me, throw yourself down." How is he to respond? Is he to listen to another voice? What becomes evident in this encounter? Surely the authority and the power possessed by Jesus is not for his own self-interest. Jesus simply lives by the Word of God. The words of Moses are shared, not by bread alone. But then remember, Moses also says, live from the word from the mouth of the Lord. Worship and serve only the Lord. Serve only God. And do not put the Lord your God to the test. Jesus is our Lord, whom we are to serve. He is the Lord whom we are to be of use, function on his behalf. We benefit from the relationship that he shares with us. Therefore, then, we are to then pass along those benefits to others and not put him to the test. And what they mean by this is not put him to proof. Do not seek proof. As so often Jesus had encounters with the people of his day. "Prove to us who you are," they would say. "Give us evidence that we would accept you. To establish your validity, prove it to us. To give us certainty, show us." Confrontations with Jesus or to provide proof. But as we learn from his wilderness experiences, we are ones who journey by faith and journey by hope. And we do so yet with many mysteries and many questions may continue to exist in our lives. But I want to answer one great mystery for you this morning. The chicken walks into the bar. The bartender says to the chicken, "We don't serve chickens here." The chicken says, "You know a place that does?" The bartender says, "Yeah, I do." The chicken asks, "Where?" And the bartender says, "Across the road." But we are then amongst all the questions led by the relationship we have with Jesus. From all the other distractions in life, we are to distinguish the voice of God alone, the power and presence of the Spirit to nudge us and guide us and, if necessary, pull us along. And all the while to celebrate the gifts and the blessings that God has shared with us. To be a light. To be a light. A people of joy. Expressions of faith. And those who continue to always hold on to hope. For it is the voice of God that leads and directs us. The voice of God alone. Amen.